Launching from an Etherport at RBN, cruising at light speed, here's your host, Steve Starrs.
Hey, welcome once again, ladies and gentlemen, to Lightspeed. I am Steve Starrs here with you, and it's another Monday, last one in August, it looks like, and it's been a hot one for us out here where we are. It's gotten a little warmer more recently. I know it's probably been warm where you are. I'm in the Colorado area, and we've had some real amazing or drenching rainstorms. It hasn't flooded, but it's been on the verge of it quite a bit here, which is good for us because we need to feed that water on down the rivers. You know, there are seven rivers that start in this state. The Colorado, of course, and then the Arkansas, the Platts, Yuba, Green, Dolores, and the Rio Grande. You know, so a lot of rivers start here, and we don't have a lot of water to contribute, but it starts here and it keeps going. And if it floods and it goes into people's basements, our governor has told us that that water belongs to you folks downstream, so we can't use it. You know, it's already sold. You know, that's the way it works. They don't actually charge us a lot for water. They charge us a lot for setting up a tap and all that kind of thing. You know what I mean? So that we have to pay to get into the process. But the water is pretty cheap because they want to sell it downstream. So, if you buy 10,000 gallons, it's a certain price, you know, a set price. And if you get like 12,000, it's like 50 cents more, something like that. I don't know. You know what I mean? It really gets to the point where they really don't care as long as we send the water on downstream. But anyhow, that's a crazy way to start a show like this. How was your weekend? Anyhow, I'm here. I'm glad to be back with you. You know, we may take some calls. You probably saw the Trump mugshot, and you heard a lot about that. I don't want to get into that too much, but we're going to talk about that in this first segment just to kind of get it out of the way. Trump to the GOP, impeach the bum Biden or fade into oblivion. Okay, a lot of people, you know, when you say impeachment, kind of groan, and I understand that we've been through three impeachments, or four if you call Trump twice in the time that the country's been together. I think it goes back even to Andrew Jackson, but nothing really much happened there. First one was with Andrew Johnson, who should have been impeached. The second one did not happen because actually they were going to try to impeach Richard Nixon because of the Watergate and cover-up and scandal and everything like that. And his party was going to fade on him, and he knew that. So he resigned or set up his resignation. They had already taken down his vice president, Spiro Agnew. And so he resigned so that there was no impeachment there. The third time around, or the second time officially, was when Bill Clinton and the Monica Gate issue took place. They couldn't even get 50 votes on that. I think it ended up with like 49. You have to have 66, which makes it very difficult. And I'll explain why impeachment is difficult. They made it that way intentionally because they had seen what was happening with the House of Commons and the Prime Minister in the UK, how every time a new party came in, they yanked the guy out, the former Prime Minister. And so it got so that they were fighting so much between the parties there, you know, the Tories and the Commons or Labour parties, that the people in the country said, let's make it a little more difficult so we don't have an overturn of government every time there's a change in the election. And this doesn't keep going on and distracting the parliament from doing what they're supposed to do. So they made it a little tougher. In the case of Andrew Johnson, they fell one vote short. And the story is that Johnson was in a lot of trouble, of course, and he should have been impeached. And one vote would have made the difference. But the guy decided not to. I'm trying to remember his name. He's actually written up by JFK in his book, Profiles of Courage. And in my thinking, in retrospect, this man should have voted to impeach Andrew Johnson. There was discussion at that time about John Wilkes Booth's calling card found in Andrew Johnson's box, mailbox, the very day of the assassination. Booth was trying to talk to Johnson just hours before he shot Lincoln. And people had some serious questions about that. And, of course, Johnson was an insider. I think what happened with that was the same people, the Vatican Rothschild banks, the secret cults that run this country that we know about very well by now, the Freemasons, the Jesuits, as Leo Zagami says, and, of course, the Sabbatean Labor Party Frankist Jews, a fellow by the name of Judah Benjamin, was the Secretary of State in the South. He was a direct agent with the Rothschild Vatican banking. The Vatican was the only monarchy that actually supported the Confederacy during the Civil War. Several letters between Jeff Davis and the Pope. Anyway, I'm getting off track, but anyhow, the fact is, John Surratt was hidden away by the Jesuits, and they took him to Rome, and they found him as a papal zouave in the Vatican. A photograph is up online you can see of him dressed up as a Catholic zouave, one of the kind of people who was a guardian attendant in the Vatican. And that sent the American secret police, well, they really weren't the secret police, but the international people across the sea to chase down John Surratt. He got away from the Vatican, but they caught him in Egypt, brought him back, and he stood trial. And he was acquitted by one or two votes on the jury, as I understand, while his mother swung on the gallows to keep these secrets concealed. Good film, if you ever want to see it, is a film called The Conspirator by Robert Redford. I'm not a big Robert Redford fan, but that is a great film, and it shows you what happened in that trial. Anyway, Johnson should have been impeached. Now, Billy Clinton. Yeah, Billy. It wasn't just Monica Gate, okay? What really happened was he was selling missile technology and guidance and all kinds of secrets to the Chinese at that time. And that was kept out of the public view until after the vote came. And then the Cox report was released. You can look that up online. You can see it. It's very real. That it actually documented his high crimes and serious treason. And they never brought that into the whole impeachment issue. Should that have been brought in? Yes, it absolutely should have. Because had people had a chance to look at it, they said, yeah, Bill Clinton's got a serious, serious issue here of high crimes and selling out our secrets. And that would have probably been the end of his administration. Of course, he should have never been elected in the first place if you'd had the Jennifer Flowers story that 60 Minutes refused to air. So anyhow, I'm not getting into the politics from the standpoint of being vindictive about it. I'm just saying these are the facts. These are the things that happened. Andrew Johnson entertained Albert Pike in the White House. He was a crappy Confederate general, should have hung for war crimes. As you know, he was also the guy that wrote Morals and Dogma, the Grand Wazoo. We talked about that before. Anyhow, getting back to the issue now of the impeachment. Question is it a political game? Or should we be doing it because it's the right thing to do? That's the question. As we as citizens look at this, should we be doing this because it's the right thing that needs to be done? Not necessarily because it's a political angst that a lot of people have, and I know everybody's got one, I do, but because it's the right thing to do. And Julia, I've got a clip here. I think we're going to play that right now. This is Kevin McCarthy. I know it's a little boring, Fox News. Just a few things that he has said recently. I'll give you the scoop on that in a minute after we finish the clip. But this is what is happening with the impeachment right now. It should resume right after Congress comes back from their in September from the summer break. And the House will be making some moves on that, the Oversight Committee. But let's go ahead and play that clip right now. This is Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
That they bribed the Bidens, okay? This was given to the FBI. When Bill Barr finally found out about it, he sent it to his office in Philadelphia. They actually said that this was very credible. The FBI kept this from the IRS individuals for them ever to see it. So not only do they claim that they were bribed, we now find information that 16 out of 17 payments from Romania were provided to the Biden shell companies while he was vice president. When President Biden was running for office, he told the American public that he's never talked about business. He said his family has never received a dollar from China, which we now prove is not true. We now have some of the most credible whistleblowers. These 10-year IRS agents who have come forward said that the Biden family has been treated differently, that what Weiss has told us is different than what Garland and Weiss has told the public. And you're sitting here today where now you have found millions of foreign money, just what the 1023 alleges they did to Biden's family. Now we found that it has funneled through shell companies. If you're sitting in our position today, we would know none of this if Republicans had not taken the majority. We've only followed where the information has taken us. But
Okay, there you have it right there. Sean Hannity kind of interrupts him and they have a bantering back and forth on Fox News. But McCarthy is saying essentially that they have the information there necessary to proceed with the impeachment hearings. Now, I called Lauren Boebert, who actually was the one who passed the bill that went back, I guess, was it July, late July, somewhere in there, early July. I can't remember. It's on my Substack page, the exact date. You can hear the speech. That was approved by the Republicans. So it went to the House Oversight Committee. Now, the committee's looking it over. They haven't made any comments at all about it. Or let's put it this way, they haven't come to a conclusion or a point of statement. And they're waiting to come back and convene in early September, which is now just days away. I guess it's probably next week or sometime. I'm not sure. But the first thing that will come up or should come up will be whether they're going to commence with the hearings, which they should be doing. They absolutely should. I mean, what else are they going to do? Write more tax bills to spend more of your money, send more of that money to Ukraine? I mean, I think it's something at least more worthwhile to be looking at what's happening at the very peak and the tip of our government. So that will be coming back. Now, what I heard from Lauren Boebert's office, Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, was that if the House Oversight Committee refuses to move on this, she will take this to the floor herself for a vote. Okay, she is not going to hold back. She's going to bring it out herself and commence with it, which she should. It's amazing. One woman standing up, to the entire Biden regime, if it turns out the Republicans flake, and they can do that, as we know. But that is where the status of this whole thing is. And as I've been saying, you need to call your congressmen, be they Republicans or Democrats. If the Republicans urge them to get this done, it needs to be done. This man needs to be stopped, ladies and gentlemen, not because it's a political tit for tat, but because it's way, way, way overdue. This stuff goes way back even before the 2000s, the 2016 era, as you know, and all the way before the 2020 election. So we knew that what was happening was Biden was doing this stuff while he was vice president, all these bribes and things going on. It's all there. The facts are there. The whistleblowers, there have been people in the FBI that have stepped out and risked their credibility, their lives, their careers, and what they're doing. I mean, we owe it to ourselves, not because it's vindictive, but because it's right. This should be done. He should be yanked out of there. I also call my Democratic senators. One of them is Michael Bennett. The other one is John Hickenlooper, former governor here. And I tell them, Biden's in trouble. I think you need to encourage him to resign. You need to get him to step down. He can't handle the job. He is incompetent. He is incontinent. I guess is the word, or let's put it this way. He needs diapers. He is completely unaware of what's going on. We won't even go on to the issue of what happened in Maui. Talk about that. I know everybody's kind of hurt and burned out about it. It's disgusting. This man is a criminal, has been all along. So we need to call these people and say, listen, you need to get the job done. This guy needs to be pulled out because this is the way our government works. We the people decide. And you need to put this thing out in front of the Congress. And these Democrats need to try, if they can, to defend this man. And they're not going to be able to do it. So you need to call your Democrats and say, you can't defend him. As a matter of fact, I would suggest Robert Kennedy Jr. as your candidate. He's the only one that's got any credibility in your whole stinking party. Oh, you don't have to say that, your whole party. But the reality is, be nice. I tell people, don't make threats. Be nice, but tell them very kindly, you stink. You stink really bad. You need to get rid of this idiot now. And so be honest and direct about it, and let them know. Put some pressure on them. Make their day miserable is the idea, friends. You got to make it very miserable. Just like the woman who came to the unjust judge in Luke chapter 18, she wore him down. This guy wasn't going to do what he was supposed to do. He was supposed to avenge her adversary, the person who had wronged her. It was his job. It was his duty. He wasn't going to do anything. He was a lazy bum is what he was. She wore him down. And he finally said, this woman is going to wear me out. I'm going to finally get up and do my job, which she did. Well, this is what we got to do too here. If people get discouraged, they're not going to have any benefits here. We've got to do something to stop the rhythm and throw these people off guard at this point, because if we let them keep going, they're going to keep doing more. They're going to come up with another plague, another lockdown, another masking, and all that kind of stuff. They said they would, they hinted at doing it, then they've kind of hinted that they wouldn't. But you know what's going to happen? Kids go to school this time of year, and they come in contact with kids from all over. Some have been overseas. Some went to grandma's house in New York or Arkansas or someplace. They come back with germs, and they usually spread them around. And then they, you know, we have what looks like that, you know, fall time flu episode. It happens just about every year. Well, they're going to use that to say it's another one of these plagues. They're going to try to lock everybody down with these imaginary virus schemes and things that Fauci's been doing now for 40 years. 40 years, coming up on 40 years. He started before 1984 with Gallo, by the way. It would have been 1983, really, when he got behind the scenes to pull this scam off. This guy's been around for way too long. You know, these people are out of control. We've got to do something to change the momentum of what's happening here. That's why I'm saying, if you're going to be one of those people who will call, you'll be one out of 300, meaning that 300 voices will be writing on what you say. Leave a message. Leave a message. I love leaving messages on there. You know, you don't have to. By the way, they will not take email unless you're a constituent. Your senators will if you're in their state, but you can call anyone. You can call Kevin McCarthy. You can call Nancy Pelosi if you want to. You know, oh, God. Anyhow, the point simply is this. We've got to do something to throw them out of rhythm, friends. This is a game of pressure. This is a game of wearing down your enemy. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. And we got to stay at it. If we came all this way to get a Republican majority, and it was hard, we were expecting a red wave, and we got a red ripple is what happened. And we know that the Leibold-Diebold machines are also in trouble. We could talk about that a little bit as well. I've been studying that for many, many years now, going way, way back to the ES&S Dominion deals with Smartmatic, the old Leibold, Diebold machines. Remember that? Nothing's new here. It's all been tracked. They've got all of that stuff. If you saw what Michael Lindell and his experts have put together, obviously the last election was stolen. There's no question about it, whether it was not or, you know, I mean, they stole it in every different way you can imagine in terms of counting ballots over and over, throwing ballots out, the 2,000 mules stuffing ballots. And then, of course, now you see the machine results, too. I mean, I think there are like what are 9 or 10 things that Bev Harris outlines in her website, blackboxvoting.org. I think they did about 7 out of 10 or whatever it is. You know, you can track just about every possible way you can steal an election. They used it, you know, so they've been caught a dozen times in 10 different ways at least. But that's the point there. Okay, so, you know, I'm open to some thoughts. Maybe if you want to call in, and we'll take some calls and things like that. I'll get on to some other subject. I wanted to get the political stuff out of the way to start with. That way we could kind of move on. We could hear some different news. I've got some other things to talk about. We'll be looking at all that. I'm just encouraging you, use your telephone. It's better than having to hide it in a ditch with your AR-15 and a machine that turns your piss into drinking water, okay? I mean, let's do what we can right now. Use the tools. We've got to do what we can to make this thing happen. So that's why I'm here, and that's why you're there. And I hope that you're paying attention. You're realizing that you can call these people. It only takes about 30 seconds to leave a message. If they're not there, they probably won't be there because they're on vacation right now. And you can reach these folks, and they can, and they should respond. To be honest with you, they really should. So here we are. This is RBN on a Monday again, and I like to get you all fired up. I feel good on Mondays because it's good to be with you folks, and I think you're the best. You are the kind of people who will make these choices. Speak up. Your voice is important, you know, or pray. You know, I believe in the power of prayer. I really do. And this is not going to happen because of a political energy. It's going to happen because we're lucky with events that happen down the road to these people as they have evidently always tied their shoelaces together and they trip up. We have to take advantage of when we catch them and bring them down out of power and restore things. It's not the perfect solution, but it is an answer for now. We've got to do it while we can, okay? So we're going to take a break pretty quick here. Stay tuned. We will be back and get on to some other things right here on Lightspeed and RBN.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Good old song from the past, friends. I remember that one. A lot of great music in that era. And unfortunately, I have to confess, that's my era, you know. But, hey, it's good. You know, I feel good. I'm looking forward to a future. My biggest concern right now is my family and children and what's going to happen with their life. I don't want to leave them with this mess. We've got to fix it, friends. So we talked about where the country's going, what we can do, what we need to do. We've got to do it because it's right. You know, it's not a political issue. And, you know, you look at your Democrats and people like that and tell them, look, you know this is the right thing to do. This man is incapable of handling this office, and he's endangering the world with this debacle and this waste of money in Ukraine right now, among other ugly, filthy things. Okay, so we said a little bit about that, and I think maybe some response. Got a call from Don in Arizona. Let's bring him up and see what he has to say. Don, are you there?
Hello, can you hear me?
I sure can.
Yeah, I haven't heard that song, Green Tambourine, in a long time. You ever play a tambourine?
Yes, I play many tambourines.
I play guitar.
Do you?
Fact, cool. I play guitar and I sing, and I'm on... I offered Michael Rivera one time, I said, anytime somebody wants to take... from RBN, they can take one of my songs off of my YouTube channel, Don Zuger, D-O-N-Z-U-G-E-R, and they can have it free of charge. So they have some free music that way. But
that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's a song called Liberty I did on there, Liberty.
Cool.
I don't write my own songs, but anyway. Rivero actually played a little bit of some of my music one time.
Hey, maybe we'll get to that, yeah.
All right, but...
I'm a musician, too, I'll tell you about. I have an album out also that I put out. I'm a keyboard artist, but also guitar and bass and a few things. We'll talk about that some other time, but I'd like to hear you. What was your website again?
D-O-N. Actually, there's two of them. D-O-N-Z-U-G-E-R, small case. And the other one is capitalized D-O-N.
Okay.
Capital D-O-N, capital Z-U-G-E-R. There's a whole lot of songs there. Find something you like them, just play it for the bumper music, you know. It wouldn't be any worse than some of the other bumper music they play on the
Yeah.
But
what else is on your mind?
Yeah, the libtards got punched. They got punched in Gracie Mansion. Did you see that?
No, let's hear that.
They had Gracie Mansion, that's New York City. Eric Adams, I guess, lives there. The mayor lives there.
Oh.
Well, they had I guess it was a protest against illegal immigrants, but then they had counter-protesters, Antifa, and so they started fighting. And the cops kind of just let them fight. I mean, what can the cops do? If people are fighting, what are they going to do? New York cops are too lazy to stop it, you know.
Yeah.
So they just let them fight pretty much a little bit. And then the other thing that happened up here, this burning bush. You familiar with that burning bush?
No, not really.
This thing where they had this burning bush festival where they had this festival once a year in Nevada. And hippies go there, and it's artistic. I don't know exactly where it is. I've never been to it. But some climate activists blocked the road. And these are all hippies that are trying to go to this thing, right?
Uh-huh.
They're hippies, and these climate activists are blocked the road. And the traffic was lined up for two or three miles.
Wow.
And finally,
Burning
Bush, yeah. Burning
okay.
Bush.
Okay.
On the way to Burning Bush. They blocked the road. But then it turned out, I guess, it was Indian reservation land.
Mm.
So the Indian rangers came there, and they weren't playing any games. They started, you know, smacking around these people around a little bit, and finally when they got there. I mean, that's what it takes. These people are saying or trying to say, "Oh, you're not nonviolent. If you're sitting in the middle of the road, you're violent. You're maybe not hurting anybody directly, but you're causing all kinds of problems and screwing people up. You know, the traffic was lined up for a few miles.
Mm-hmm.
So these Indian rangers, I guess, is what they were. Because it was Indian reservation land, they don't have to play any games with these people. And they started, they weren't especially mean to them, but they handcuffed them and hauled them away.
Yeah.
And but anyway, that happened. What else? I was going to say, it's a good thing you're talking about the election was stolen, because a lot of people call in RBN, they say, "Oh, voting will never do any good." Well, the reason. I kind of has been that way lately, but the reason is because the elections are all fixed. That's the problem right there.
Yeah, right.
If the elections were not fixed, it was a free and honest election, then somebody could, if they want to run as a Nazi, they could run as a Nazi, and maybe they'd win or something, if that's what they want or whatever.
That's what happened in Germany. Hitler only got a very small portion of the vote, to be really honest with you, but he got enough to win. And that's the way these people take over, to be honest with you. But, you know, when you talk about elections and you talk about what's happening here, I saw something that I thought was ingenious from your home state in Arizona, a paper ballot that they put out as a model. And it had its own special paper. It had a watermark on the paper, a watermark on the printing, a watermark on some other things, and its own app and identity code. This thing would have been harder to counterfeit than a $100 bill. All right, Rick, coming right up here. Don, if you want to hang over, we'll have one more comment for you. Stay with
us
right
here.
Okay.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi. Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right. I love the song. Well, we got to get back in time. Back in time. Remember that one? That was a good one, too. Don, you still there in Arizona? I got another comment real quick here.
Carrie Lake is not finished yet. She's still fighting in the courts, and it's hard to get really the straight scoop on exactly what's going on, because if they say it's like the Ukraine war, if they say anything at all, it's probably a lie, right?
Yeah.
I think she's still fighting, and they're going to try to check the signature verification. That's where they got them, because the signatures are not on these mail-in ballots. The signatures are not verified. It's all fraud. That's how they really win. Besides the machines being fake too, I guess. But these mail-in ballots are totally. They just get ballots and mail them in. They can just scribble any kind of signature. It's supposed to be signature verified. They don't verify the signature. I think she finally got the right to check the, this was the last thing I saw. They're going to be able to check the signatures, and maybe something will come of that. If not, she's still got the United States Supreme Court to go to.
Yeah,
it's not over yet.
She wins as long as she keeps fighting, to be honest with you, because she keeps pointing back to the problem, and this is how we win. You know, also Tina Peters here in our state in Colorado, a wonderful woman. She is, you know, what do they call them? A gold star mother. You know, who lost a son in the war, and she's a tremendous patriot. She was a the clerk, county clerk there. She was completely entitled to examine what was there, and they've got the images on these machines. And that's why our Secretary of State and all these people went after her for two reasons, though. One is, you know, of course, they didn't like what she was pointing out. But the other is Dominion has its U.S. headquarters in Denver. Okay, so that means Colorado laws apply here, too. So they were coming after her, and they just trashed her. They put her in prison, in jail, not in prison, but in jail. Her father passed away while she was in jail. She couldn't get out. I mean, they have hassled this woman, but she stood her guard, too. So you see, the more we object to these things, and I want to get back to that ballot, though, that I saw that they had come up in Arizona. I mean, you'd have to have an address. You'd have to be registered. You would have to be able to fill that out yourself, and you would have an app code on it where you could go online and check your vote. Now, well, I don't know about that. Somebody might find out who you voted for. Well, it's pretty secretive. You've got a pin on your bank card, right? You could go to I've said this before. You can go to a Come and Go and get yourself a Snickers bar for 89 cents, right? And you can walk home, and there's the transaction on your bank. I mean, why is it we can't vote with that kind of privacy and verify it?
There's a lot of ways you can have a fair election. I've heard that Germany has fair elections. I don't know, but I've heard they have a fair election. You have to go there. You have to show your ID. I mean, to say that it's absolutely impossible to have a fair and honest election is insane. I mean, there's ways to do it. It's just that the powers that be are totally against fair elections because they're all crooked as hell. But people have to start saying, admitting the fact where you got people calling in RBN to say they're not even sure if it was fake or not, if it was fake election or not. They're not looking into it. I'm going to let you go. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks, Don. I appreciate it. Yeah. I appreciate what he had to say, because absolutely, if people haven't figured out the election was stolen by now, I mean, I have a submarine in my backyard that I'll sell you for $600, you know, and it's a big nuclear one, too. Yeah, come on. You know, people have not been watching this. I've been looking at these things for years. What happened in 2000? Remember the hanging chads? What was it? 934 hanging chads. That was carried on in the Supreme Court for over 60 days. They looked at a lot of things. I think the Supreme Court made the right decision, because from what I understand, there was at Andrews Base Air Force and Homeland, there were a lot of people, a lot of military people overseas who were voting from that location. And those ballots seem to have disappeared. The Supreme Court at that time said, if we open this up, if we really open this up, and which they refused this time around, I'll get into that a little bit. If we open this up, there's going to be a lot of trouble, because there's a lot of military ballots predominantly which would have been for George W. Bush versus Gore. And this, they're not going to like this. So I think they made the right decision. Now, in 2004, it's very likely that Kerry won the race, to be honest with you. I've been watching these things for a long time. Just to give you an idea, I'm old enough to remember getting up as a little kid and walking down to turn on the TV set in the morning the night after election, and there were two pictures of two candidates, Richard Nixon and John F. Kennedy. Okay, yeah, it would have been 1960. Even at that early morning hour, they still were not sure. That election was so close that I think they said it came down to something like 1 out of 3,000 votes made the difference, or less than that, actually. And it was all coming down to Cook County. Nixon basically said that he believed Kennedy stole the election in Cook County in Illinois at the last. And that was where he got the winning number of electoral votes. That was a close election, friends. I don't believe, there were bad results coming in from what was really strange about Mitt Romney, who had, as I understand, some share in the old Leibold systems that were working at that time. He actually owned some of that company. I don't know for sure. Don't document that as a stated verified fact. I think if you look into it, you'll find out that he did. There were all kinds of problems with the election between him and Obama. And Romney was never one of those people I liked. I can tell you, I can be very honest about who I voted for. I did not vote for John McCain. I couldn't stand the guy. You know, I didn't vote for George W. Bush in 2000. I voted for Buchanan. I wanted a third party. I said, we got to get other people in here other than this two-party rapist system. They're tag teaming us, friends. I don't like it. And Pat Buchanan is not my favorite guy, but at least he would show up on the radar. I didn't vote for, I think I voted for Chuck Baldwin in the Constitution Party, which is what Ron Paul recommended at that time in 2008, wasn't it, against McCain. I am so glad I didn't vote for McCain because the man was insane, McCain. You know what a fiend he really was. I didn't vote for Romney either. I had the goods on him. We knew what he was up to. But what had happened was that there were, I don't know how many precincts they reported, something like 9 or 10 precincts in the Cleveland. Was it Cleveland or I'm not sure which area it was. May have been in Illinois as well, near the Chicago area. Or I can't remember. But there were precincts coming in with 100% vote for Barack Obama. Now, these were, understandably, you figure black precincts and a lot of black people there. But when you get something like 209 votes for Barack Obama and none for any other candidates, or, you know, at that time, I think it was Mitt Romney. And this happens over and over in about 9 or 10 precincts. You got a problem statistically. You got a real serious problem. So what Mike Lindell and his experts came up with, they said there's a 0.1%, 0.1% probability that this election was honest. I mean, that means mathematically it's way out of kilt. These are the kinds of things that people have to look at. And I've been following this for a long time. Go to blackboxvoting.org. That is Bev Harris's website. Bev has not been very vocal lately. She's been sick and ill. But she went back to the days of producing a documentary called Fraction Magic, actually, is the one you want to watch. But she actually worked on HBO on a film that was nominated for Emmys called Hacking Democracy. This is back when Democrats were also saying there was something wrong with the machinery. You notice how the Democrats, whenever it favors them, it's fine. Whenever it doesn't, they pitch a fit. And we put up with that for months and months and months, you know. And look at what Hillary Clinton did. She pulled out probably close to 3.5 million votes out of her hat in the middle of the night. This is when they always steal these things. You can see when they stop the counting and all of a sudden these huge numbers came in. You know what? Where they really blew it was they overdid it. How can you believe that 81 million votes came in for Joe Biden? You know, this guy couldn't get 30 people to a rally. And 81 million people voted for him. Trump won the election with 63 million last time around. He gained 11 million votes, had 74 million. And even with that, they say that Biden had came up with 81 million. It was 81 million, I think it was, yeah. And no way. That was, they had more votes that were cast than people registered in most places, in a lot of places, friends. This is what happened. It's obviously a scam. And we need to put a stop to it or the country's over. I mean, I'm not a big fan of democracy and democratic choices. I know people can make the wrong decisions, especially when you have this bad news media out there lying the way they do. People, know by now are starting to learn that the news media isn't even really watched by a lot of people anymore. Do you know that? It's just paid for by Pfizer. It's paid for by BlackRock and a lot of other companies out there that have interest in it and control it. It's not even paid attention to except for the dumb class. You know what I mean? The dumb class, the people who don't know any better. These are the people who sit and listen to that stuff and swallow it hook, line, and sinker because they're not smart enough or don't have the discernment to think or aren't willing to. Okay, so, you know, the American public is smarter, really, than we give ourselves credit for. In most cases, a lot of people actually are. I say, you know, you hear people saying, well, we're so bad. We have done this. No, it's not we. It's a very privileged and perverted portion of the population that's doing a lot of these things, friends. That's really what it is. And a lot of people are in the middle and can't quite make up their minds. But those of us who, you know, those of you listening to RBN, listening to the alternative media, have been hip to what's been going on since 9/11, since Oklahoma City, since years and going way back, friends. We talk about things going back to the Kennedy assassinations, Vietnam, Operation Northwoods, you know the whole spiel. We've been watching what's been going on all this time and making note of it and watching how this country is coming apart, really going back to 1871 when they redrafted the Constitution and made you a corporate entity so that they could charge you. So I read a video on that. I may send it to RBN to see if they want to post it. Ladies talking about how they got a Freedom of Information Act to get these bonds for all these people who are insured. And they said, we're going to sue your insurance companies. And suddenly they started making changes very fast because you can do that. We got to get our real citizenship back and not this corporate entity. We've had Michael Badnarik on. You know, we've interviewed him before. He passed away just recently. Being a sovereign citizen, he would tell you, it's not for everyone. It's a tough road. But the reality is we should be granted sovereignty as citizens, as real citizens, not as corporate entities with a name registered with the IRS, Social Security, and the whole capital letter name entity that they have that they can use to charge you. That's why your driver's license has all capital letters. That's why your Social Security number, little babies born, capital letters. Everybody is created as a corporate entity because they can't charge individuals. They have to charge corporations. And that's the way they work and get around us. I go into that. I know it's kind of complicated. It's a little bit too detailed for a lot of people to understand. I even explore it myself and still ask questions. But the entities and the paperwork, the way this is handled, are all a big part of this scam. We need to get our government back. And we need to start here by exposing this fraudulent democracy, this fraudulent election system. It's evidently fraudulent. Everybody knows that by now and should. So, you know, if you're out there and you're listening, you're paying attention, I want you to look into it. Call your senators and congresspeople. Call them and tell them, listen, we need to do this because this man is not capable of this job. Very briefly, I'll tell you that I did speak to a guy who was a local DA here. I've actually worked with the local DA in my county on a grand jury, got to know him a little bit, not real well, but this person, his name was Ken Buck. He's a congressman. You probably heard of him. He tends to be leaning towards being a conservative, but he doesn't vote that way and act that way in most cases. I think he lost the election to Michael Bennett, who was the swing vote in Obamacare. I can't remember what year was it, 2014 maybe? I have to go back. But all the rest of the county, the place that it voted, his county went for the Republicans for Secretary of State and Treasury. The ballot did not match the overall spectrum of where the vote fell down along the lines of party issues. And in the middle of the night, they came up with enough votes to put Michael Bennett in there, who would be the swing vote in the Senate for the Obamacare bill. Okay. And Ken Buck didn't resist it. He didn't do anything about it. He should have nailed that right there. There was a problem with that election, which resulted in Obamacare. You see what I'm saying? One race can make a lot of difference, friends. One race can do it. So, you know, you're important. You got to get out there. You got to be vocal. Talk to these people and put them under pressure. They're working for you. Remind them of that. That's what they're doing. All righty. So we got just a couple more minutes left here. And, I hope I'm encouraging you a little bit, helping you on a Monday and giving you some good news, some things to think about. We've got to change the rhythm in this system. We've got to work it the best way we can. We've got to use the tools. We don't know how to use the tools, friends. We get upset. We get angry. We're frustrated. We feel alone. But the reality is there are a lot more of us than we realize, and we are making some progress. And I think we've got a very good chance of seeing some things change if we'll stay at it in the next, possibly in the next 2 to 3 months. Now, don't be ballyhooed about the new epidemic plandemic. If it does come out, don't comply. Don't wear a mask. I'd like to print up a poster, you know what I mean, for stores and establishments that say, please do not, for your health, please do not wear a mask. They are filthy. And you have a picture of a mask just dripping with snot and goobers and everything like that that somebody's trying to throw into a trash can wearing a glove. They breed bad bacteria. And then show a big square with a little dot in it and say, they do not stop viruses. For your health and for the health of our patrons, please do not wear a filthy, filthy mask. You know, they ought to have those everywhere. I think that would help a little bit. People would be a little bit more observant of, well, why are we even doing this? I think that's what we need. We need to come to grips with the reality of the science. People are breeding, I believe, very dangerous bacteria. Is it any maybe suspicious question as to why they would not allow people to use ivermectin, which is designed to stop parasitic bacteria. Think about what they're spraying on people, friends. The virus story is a lie. It's all a lie. And your biggest problem is you trust their science. Their science isn't there. It doesn't exist. We can prove that. We've had people on, as you know, on this network and on the station that's been out there. So we can talk about these things. People should not be wearing these masks, friends. They're not good for you. They inhibit your oxygen. And I think they're basically cultivating bad bacteria that you suck in and suck out and blow out all over everybody. It's a filthy, filthy operation. And I've had doctors, a good friend of mine, a doctor said the same thing. You know, a lot of doctors do. So we're not going to let them pull this on us again. And I've seen a lot of things out there that say we will not comply. A lot of people, you know, are posting things all over the place about noncompliance with another masking rule. Are they going to be able to try to do this again? Well, I think they're going to have to scare you, friends. If they can't use the mask, they'll scare you with World War III because that's where they're wanting to go. You got to be paying attention. Let's buckle down. We got to throw them out of rhythm, friends. We got to put up some pressure or they're going to keep coming at us. Be right back after this last break and we'll finish her up. Stay with us right here on RBN.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, welcome back. Last segment here. You know, there's something I really should tell you about, and it's, I'm going to try to get to it pretty quickly here. We live in a human race that is actually divided, friends. Well over half of us are defects is the problem, really. It's not necessarily genetic, but it is real. There are people who are defects, and they will defect. What they do, characteristically, these are the kinds of people who call light darkness and darkness light. In other words, they use projection to cover the things that they're doing. They've accused Trump of all kinds of things that they've done themselves, all the filthiness, all the corruption, the graft. You know, they claim that he's causing an insurrection when, in fact, that's what they did. They do exactly the opposite. You know, it was interesting that when Jesus went to Jerusalem during the celebration of Hanukkah, it's he actually, this is not a biblical feast, but it was a national one. He ran into some, you know, people in the temple crowd, so to speak. And he said, "I've many good works I've done to show you who I am. Which one do you want to stone me for?" And they said, "Well, not for any of the good works you did, but because you're a blasphemer. You're saying that you are the Son of God, and that's blasphemy." See, in other words, when the high priest called Jesus at his trial, he said, "Tell us the truth. Are you the Son of God?" He said, "I am." He said, "I am. And you're going to see me coming in the clouds of glory to judge the earth." And the high priest ripped his garment. He said, "You've heard his blasphemy." See what they're doing? They're using projection. They're calling light darkness and darkness light. They turn things completely around, which means they should know the difference, right? I mean, they're being judged by their own judgment here. It's like he said, be careful how you judge. You'll be judged by it. They're calling him a blasphemer, and they are blaspheming the Son of God, the Word who became flesh. Okay, the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, read it right there. God said, "Let there be light," by his Word, created everything. So the bottom line is, you know, these people are defects. They are defected, and a lot of them are not going, friends. They're not going to be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. They're not in the software for the future, friends. You're dealing with a defected race. And there's a lot of these people out there. And Jesus said, "You're not my sheep. You can't hear my voice. That's why you don't understand. You're not my sheep. I know who you are." He said, "You're of your father, the devil, and the lusts of your father will you do." That's what these people are. You know, we keep thinking that a lot of people are going to intellectually come to figure it out. And some people do. I'm praying for everybody. God's not willing that any man should perish. But they're not listening, friends. They're not hearing it. They're not paying attention. They're going about their way. Their laughter is like the thorns crackling in the fire. These people are defects. Defect. Defected. That's who Joe Biden is. That's who Bill Clinton is and Hillary Clinton and these other people, the Bushes. You know, all these politicians out there, they're defects. You don't want to be a defect. What you want to do is say, "God, get me out of this. Get me out of this mess." Because he wants to help you. He wants to save you. Reach up your hand. Let him grab you. Trust his grip, friends. He's saying, "Nobody can pluck you out of my hand. No one. Not the devil, not the angels, not even your own failures and temptations. He's going to save you. Only his grace. Only his grace." So I just wanted to share those things with you, friends. You know, be hopeful. You know, we got to do what we got to do. This world is not going to remain in this situation for much longer. There's going to be a big change, and you can tell it's coming. Maybe it'll be tsunamis. I don't know. Earthquakes in diverse places. Diverse places. Stay with us, friends, on RBN. Thank you for donating and helping to keep this network on the air. Stay with us and pray with us, okay? We'll be seeing you again next Monday. Bye now.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.